Well, there you go. And I gotta say, good evening from the UK. And joining me this evening, of course, is the wonderful Cheyenne, Wisdom Keeper herself. Cheyenne, good evening.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
I'm good,
I
thank
should say
you.
this evening in your neck of the woods.
It is evening now, yeah. It's five past
No,
however.
it's just afternoon.
Oh, right.
It's just afternoon here, but I know it's evening there, correct?
Evening, yeah. Watching the night starting to slowly draw back in again now, you know. And it gets dark a little earlier every night now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's doing here.
Yeah. Well, are we ready to go, yeah?
Yes.
Wonderful. And we did have two callers calling pre-show. So our first caller this evening is Rose. Good evening, Rose.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
I wanted to know, what do you see for me with regards to romance, please?
Okay. I kind of receiving that you've been alone a while. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel that spirits are telling me that you are ready, you're prepared, and that there is someone coming. There, it's someone that's around you, someone that you. He's an acquaintance, not necessarily somebody you know very well, just somebody that you've met recently. And okay, so I'm getting tall, dark, and handsome. And they're saying not necessarily in that order. So
I haven't met anyone like that recently.
Okay, so it doesn't mean that it happened like last week or last month. It could be somebody in the last 6 months, somebody that
Okay.
you know, but you don't really like know them. You know what I'm saying? You're not friends with them. You're just somebody that you've met. And he's around you. Where are you from?
Am I what?
Where are you from? Where do you live?
Oh, Jersey.
Okay, so he's around you in like in the area. I'm getting two towns to the west of you, two cities to the west. He comes to, do you belong to like a group of people, like a spiritual group or something like that? Is there a group of people that you frequent with often?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I get that this gentleman belongs to a spiritual group. It's like
Oh, okay.
a group that gets together, you know, once a week or once every couple of weeks, and it meets in the city that you live in.
Okay.
Do you live in the city or do you live on the in the suburbs?
I'm a city girl. I live in the city.
Okay. Okay, so I'm getting that this group is kind of on the outskirts of the city a little bit, not like terribly far out into the country or anything, but just on the outskirts, maybe in the suburbs more than in the city. It's a group that you would find on Meetup, like a Meetup group, like meetup.com. And it's something in alignment with intuition, intuitive gifts, something like that. And it's some you'll meet him there. You'll meet him, and there'll be an instant intrigue. It'll be a chance meeting. But if somebody that you've met, he'll look familiar to you, but you won't be able to place him. You know, you won't be able to like him, a definite place in your life for him. But there'll be an instant connection between the two of you.
Okay.
He is around your age. He's in his late 40s. Okay, so when I get ages, I get within 6 years. So 3 years prior, 3 years younger or 3 years older than you. So a six-year span there of age. He practices something in the way of like some type of spiritual religion. I keep getting religion. So, and it's his job. It's something he does for a living, and along with spiritual, like some type of religion. I'm not getting what that is. But he's very much into it, but he's also looking for you. He's been looking for you for a while. And there'll be an instant attraction.
You have a time frame?
That's all I'm... within 3 months.
Wow.
It's okay. Kind of like you getting associated with this group, and then he will show up.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, do you have anything?
Okay. It's strange you saying that, Cheyenne, about the gentleman there that looked like he was a kind of minister. Okay. Excuse me just one moment while people talk in the background. That wasn't supposed to happen. just proved it alive there, but yeah. Wife talking to my son. It's okay. What I did see was like some kind of lay preacher. Somebody that works in ministry with a church. He's not actually a priest or a vicar or anything like that. He just works kind of in the background. What you would call a lay preacher, yeah?
Kind of like a deacon. Maybe
yeah,
huh?
I think so, that type of thing, deacon, yeah. Yeah, it's
I would not go to any type of meetups like that.
Say again?
I said I wouldn't go to any kind of meetups that have to do with church or anything.
He goes to a different it's a meetup, it's a spiritual meetup.
Right, that's
it's,
why
it's
I said
like
he's a deacon. I wouldn't go to a church meeting or anything. I'm just not
interested. No, it's not a church meeting.
Oh, okay.
It's a spiritual group. But this is what he does for a living.
Oh, okay.
That's all I was saying. Yeah, that's all I was saying.
Okay. Is it, Rose, okay. You know when you say that you wouldn't go to a church group in particular, you're talking about nominated religions. Or dominational religion, yeah. I don't believe this is like a dominational religion. It'd be more like spiritualism, where that they do have ordained ministers, yeah. But, the normal Christian church, so to speak, doesn't recognize spiritualism. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Right, because this guy would be an ordained minister of something to do with spiritualism, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think I have ever met anybody like that, but you never know.
Right. Okay. Because what I see about this gentleman as well is honing your gifts, yeah? Because you are very gifted yourself. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Maybe I am. I don't know.
You don't know yet. Okay. Yeah,
If you mean that I'm psychic or intuitive, I don't feel that I am.
Right, okay. That's something that needs to be brought to the front then, because, you know, I do see that.
Keep your mind open.
Yeah. I do see that coming about you, and you know, that's something that you're very, very interested in, but it's kind of frightening to you. Does that make sense?
No, not too frightening.
Okay. Does it make sense that you are interested, yes?
Yes.
Okay, we've established that much. Okay. You know, because I don't want to take you away from the idea that this is going to happen, you know, because it seems very likely that this is going to come around you very quickly now, and you're going to be meeting up with this person somewhere. I can't say where it's going to be, but, you know, and if they don't fall head over heels with you, I'll be very surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Okay. Right. Was there anything else we could help you with, Rose?
Oh, no, thank you.
Right. Oh, that's a strange kind of phone that Rose was on there. It's just as it's like on off. When she was speaking, it was like reminded me a bit of the whooshing sound that you used to get on a Citizen band radio. You know, it's voice activated. The microphone was you know, would only modulate when you spoke into it, sort of thing. Yeah, so getting that sort of. Okay.
It sounded like she was outside in the next to the sea or something.
Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah, but
Jersey,
you know,
New Jersey's on the coast.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I used.
It's on the coast, right by New York.
I remember that type of sound on a Citizens band radio there. That same type of sound.
Okay.
It reminded me of that as she was speaking. I thought, well, okay. It's like voice activated. You know, it's like on the amateur.
A CB. You're talking about a CB?
CB. Yeah, that's the one.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing, only we just call it a CB.
Yeah,
it has its own little thing. You push the button on the side of the side of the speaker, and it makes that shh down. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sound that was coming across. I thought, okay. So, yeah. Ship to shore. I wonder if Rose was actually on a boat there, calling from on a ship's phone. I have to find that one out. Okay, on we go then anyway. And we've got Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from New York.
Ooh.
And next door.
Next door to,
yes.
Your guys are next door to Jersey, yeah.
I'm calling because I've been temping for a company for about 4 months, and I you know, when I started working there, the manager told me that I would be working, they would, you know, as time went on, they would decide whether they were happy with me, and then they would put me on full time, and, you know, and I would decide whether I was happy working there also. And the thing is that I'm, I like where I work, and I mean, it's a small office, it's a finance office, but the thing is that I'm not sure whether they're happy with me, because the manager, the CEO, who I'm his assistant, seems happy with me, but the manager, he's always lecturing me about not doing the right thing. He always, whenever I make a, I make a choice about what I need to do, whether to send out an email, you know what I mean, that I make an executive decision to do something, he, you know, even though other people make mistakes, he calls me on every single mistake I make. So anyway, what I want to know is, am I right for this job, or I don't know what's going on. I was liking it, but as every day goes by, I get more and more discouraged.
I kind of feel like it's just his nature. He thinks he needs to teach everyone, especially if you're temporary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that they're dissatisfied with you. I just really get that he feels the need to, he wants you to make choices based on what he would consider good choices. He's trying
mm-hmm.
to school you in the right way, he thinks, okay? So, and your discouragement comes because it's making you feel like you're not good enough to be there, right? Is that what you're
mm-hmm.
feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of within you. That has nothing to do with him.
Okay.
It's kind of something within you that is, the universe puts us in positions in life to teach us things about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when we put the responsibility on someone else, it's us that we see in the mirror every morning, and we are the creators of our own universe. So I kind of get
mm-hmm.
that. The universe puts you here to teach you about the things that you need to change within you more than, I mean, of course, they're giving you a job and stuff like that, and they're giving you a way for you to take care of yourself financially. But
mm-hmm.
it's there's a little more to it than that. So I kind of get that if you're getting discouraged, it's within you, your own self, that you're discouraged, not necessarily so much about him or the job. And do you like?
Mm-hmm.
I get that you kind of like, you like your job, right? You like what you do there.
I'm. They don't know this because they don't. Since I'm a temp, they don't know this. I'm older than everybody there, a lot older, and I have much more experience than all of them. And I know what I believe that I know what I'm doing, and
right.
I do like it. I mean, the location's perfect, everything. But you know, he doesn't criticize anybody else, and I catch other people's mistakes, and he doesn't ever call them on them. You know, he never says anything to them about the mistakes. Only me.
I kind of get that you remind him of somebody. I mean, by the way you're talking, I get that you remind him of somebody that was there in the past that he didn't really care for, and he was always pointing out those mistakes to that person as well. But I kind of
mm-hmm.
just get that it's just about you having that confidence that you have right now and taking that into that job. There
mm-hmm.
will be another job come up, another you do those temp-to-hire jobs, don't you?
Excuse me? Yeah, I'm doing temp-to-hire, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of get that. Go ahead.
I mean, actually, when I took this job, I didn't know that it was a temp to hire because I had told the temp agency that I just wanted to work temp, you know, until I felt comfortable about working temp to hire. But they put me in this job, and right away the manager said, you know, this is a temp to hire. I went, oh, okay. So, you know, I figured, well, you know, I do my best, and I'll tell you, I'm the only one that walks in there and says good morning. Nobody ever says good morning. I mean, I try to have an upbeat person. I mean, I am an uppie person, so I
okay.
always go
no,
in a positive
it's
attitude.
Not that I meant that you were, I wasn't trying to say that you were, there was anything wrong with you. I'm just saying that there are lessons in life. We all have them. Everything, Everything that we do in life has a lesson behind it. And if we look for the lesson, we can focus less on what's going on around us and focus on, take the focus off of other people and put it back on ourselves. So that's what I was saying to you, is to take the focus off of what's going on or what's not happening with other people or what is happening with you, and say, what is it that I could open my mind about here on this situation? And maybe there are some things that he could help you with in your own way, not in his necessarily, but there might be suggestions that he would have to offer you. But there's going to be a job that will come up in about 2 to 3, I'm getting from 3 weeks to 3 months because of your level of intelligence. You don't just strike out at the first position that comes along. You're choosy. So there will be another position that will come up, and it will also be the same kind of job where you'll be tempted to hire. It will be much more relaxed. But I believe that this is like a training ground for you with this particular kind of work. Not that you don't know what you're doing, but that there's more training involved in for the future job. And so you're being trained on how to deal with people who are kind of overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can get into a situation where you feel the need to teach or train somebody else. And it's about you kind of pulling back and saying, no, I don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to do that. I just need to listen. And maybe this person does have something that they could teach me that I don't already know. Because if we go in thinking we know it all, that will be the first place that we go to. Well, we'll get slammed to the ground again and again. And so the universe is trying to teach us something there on how to kind of sit back and maybe listen a little bit, maybe not, maybe just kind of go, okay. But not to be so closed off to not learning more, and yes, you do have a lot of knowledge about your job, but it's about you kind of going, okay, maybe there's something new for me to learn at this job that I haven't learned at other jobs before. So it's about being open to
something
else.
There is. I mean, it's a very technical job.
Okay.
So it's finance. You know, it's an investment company. And I haven't worked in an investment company in about 20 years. And never to this detail. So, yes, I am learning about it. And, of course, every time he shows me something, I take notes and I tell him thank you very much because I said I do. And I tell him I appreciate that he's, taking the time to teach me this. But I realize that, there's things that I need to be reminded that I probably knew in another lifetime, but I don't remember now. But, on my own, I probably would never have picked this kind of job because I saw the resumes that were coming in for this job. They hired me because of temp, but I saw resumes, and these people have masters in finance who are applying for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working here, and I don't have a bachelor's. So.
Okay, so so maybe there's things that you've forgotten from 20 years ago that he's just reminding you of now, and they probably do things a lot differently today than they did 20 years ago.
Oh yeah,
in this particular part of finance. So I really get that it's a training ground for the next job, and it will help you to have the qualifications you need to move up the ladder instead of stay where you are.
Okay. So they're not going to offer me this. They're not going to offer me permanent then.
It's not about them. It's about you. What do you want? It's about what do you want, not what they want from you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could stay there, but it wouldn't help you to move up the ladder. It won't help to progress forward or make more money or whatever.
Go ahead.
Like I said, there'll be three jobs that will come your way in the next 3 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One will come along in 3 weeks. But all you're being asked to do is to stay there for 3 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stay there for 3 months and learn as much as you can, because they won't make a decision
mm-hmm.
until you go to them and say, okay, I want a yay or nay on this job. They won't do
mm-hmm.
anything until they see advancement in you. So you're
mm-hmm.
just in the training ground. It's not a permanent position. There is one coming up that will be more permanent, that will, it'll be more money. I mean, all the things that you truly want in a job will be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm not making
very much
money.
It's just a matter of you getting this right. It'll be about you sitting here and doing this for a little while,
mm-hmm.
getting the training that you need so that you have the qualifications you need to move on to the next job.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just there as a teacher. He's not there for any other reason. He's there to teach you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And all you're being asked to do by the universe is to be open and flexible with him.
Okay. Well, I can do that.
It'll be okay. It really will.
Okay. I mean, this company has fantastic employee benefits, fantastic. But I don't have access to them. I don't get paid for holidays like tomorrow, you know. And
right,
they have
temporary. That's why.
Right, and so and they have, but because it's a Jewish organization, they have many. They have twice as many holidays in the year, and which I don't work, and I call my temp agency and I let them know, of course, that on those days if they could find me work, because you know it's like they'll be off, they'll close. I mean, next month they're going to be off 3 days every week in October, so
mm-hmm.
you know that. Days I won't work, so so that's why I was thinking that it might be up to me to go to them and ask them. But then I thought, well, do I, you know, am I meant to, you know, is it better for me not to ask to be permanent if something else is going to come up? Because I certainly wouldn't want them to take me on as permanent and then have to pay my fee and then I leave.
Well, and I really get that. It's more about you. This being a training ground for you, and when you said a Jewish organization, Jewish businessmen are sticklers for details. I do know that from personal experience. And so they can teach you a lot more than any traditional finance company knows about because of the way
mm-hmm.
they do business. And
mm-hmm.
I really get that it's a great school for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And not to worry about the money. The universe will support you. You just have to let the universe support you. That's what flexibility is all about, allowing the universe to bring that to you in the form. So sit down and write what you want. Write out what you want in the next position, okay? Write out what
okay.
you would like, what kind of job you would like to have, what kind of company you would like to work for, like the benefits, whatever it is that you're seeking in your own life for yourself. Write it down on a piece of paper and look at it every morning before you go off to work and every night before you go to bed, and the universe will bring you just that. Okay? And be
okay.
flexible with what you get, because you never know. It may show up as not so good in the beginning, but later on down the road it could turn into the very job that you are seeking.
Would it come to
the universe will give us. It will come from the temp agency, yes.
Okay.
So, but the deal is that you have, sometimes when we are learning flexibility in a new way in our life, we have to start small and work our way up. And that's what you're doing with this job. You're starting small, mm-hmm. and you're working your way up the ladder to the next better job that you're going to get.
Okay.
Because you've worked hard all your life. You deserve it.
Yes, that's true.
Ken, do you have anything?
Sarah, I don't know whether you have children around you at the moment.
They're big. That's two boys. They're adults.
Yeah, okay. So they're growing now, yeah? Okay. And are they both working, yeah?
Excuse me?
Do they both work?
They do.
Okay.
One's a nurse and one's a chef.
Right. Okay. Okay. Why? That's strange. You're saying that because I've seen what I've seen. Food, but I also seen like a hospital. So I thought, okay. I wasn't sure where this was going, but you said one that makes sense. Okay. It's the company that you work for. It's almost as though, you know, you're not meant to be working there. It's something that you can do along with your sons. And how can I put this to you? Has your two sons, have they ever spoken about going into business?
I'm in business with the chef. He's a chef in the Philippines, and he has four restaurants, and I do all his shopping for him here. So I am I get a commission for everything that I do.
Right, okay.
And I ship, and I also get a commission for making sure everything gets shipped on time, you know, the stuff that he cannot buy over there.
Right, okay.
You know, like utensils, stuff like that.
And, okay, you said one son's a chef and the other one is, sorry, I forgot.
He's a nurse and he's here. He's in New York.
Right, he's actually a nurse, okay. Right. Does he work with special diets?
The nurse, he works with mentally challenged people, you know, adults, mentally challenged adults, like very autistic adults.
Right. They have to watch what they eat, yes?
He's very conscious of his diet. Both of my sons are, because I raised them vegetarian. But they're not, but they are very conscious of the diet.
Right, yeah, okay, because the type of business that I'm looking at here, it's like, you know, you're making special meals for these people, and it's like, for some reason, you're involved in this business. And it's something that your two sons have been talking about recently?
Well, he's always talked about being in business here in New York, but, you know, we don't have backers for him. So, and as a matter of fact, he called me right before I called you, and I said, well, I'll call him when I finish the call with you.
Right, okay. Because, you know, what I'm sensing here is... sorry, I forgot your name again, Sarah. Sarah, is that this is going to be viable? This is something that you can actually do together, you know, and they're saying go for it, yeah? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be easy. There's going to be pitfalls along the way, as there is with any business. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's perfectly viable to actually do this together and go for it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well,
yes. So, you know,
it's a good plan. If I can get him back to New York, I'd love to.
Yeah, what I need to be saying to you is put the plans on paper is what they're telling me. Start doing the paperwork. And see how, you know, how it's going to affect you financially.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously there's going to be setting up fees and legal fees and things like that. But, you know, I'm seeing that within the next 12 months that you could actually be in business.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's looking good. I would definitely keep this as a family business because, you know, and don't bring anybody else into it, just you and your two sons, yeah? And
mm-hmm.
obviously your partner, if you have one there, you know, but definitely keep it just as a family business, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you start bringing other people in, that's when you start struggling more. Once you get established, yeah, and that shouldn't take
mm-hmm.
too long. It shouldn't take too long, is what I'm being told here, to become established. Then you can start employing other people, yeah?
Okay. That's wonderful.
Mm. It sounds good. Sounds good.
And he's a wonderful cook.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah, exactly. I mean, a special diet. You know, the thing is now, it's an industry on its own. If you can actually create food for special needs people, you've got a business there straight away.
Mhm, mhm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to do some research on that.
Yeah. Definitely. And it's a much needed business as well. Yeah. You know, I know a few people in the UK that are actually in that business. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a chef that I used to work with actually went into that with his wife. Yeah, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
They now have a small business, but he still continues to work. He's still, I mean, he's a head chef there at the. Or he was until recently, but you know he's still got a small business on the side with his wife, so he makes special meals there, you know, and ships them out all over the country, sort of thing. Yeah. So.
Big.
Yeah, well, it could be big. I mean, the thing is now, I mean, you've got to start off small before you can actually expand, you know what I mean? If you start off too big, then you're going to, you know, you're going to have more pitfalls. It's not impossible
mm-hmm.
to start off big. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of people that do, and you just get more pitfalls. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that, Sarah, yeah?
Yes. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, sure. Of course you can. Fire away.
A person from my past recently texted me, and I think it's been about 15 years, and the reason I separated was I met him and he was separated from his wife, but after 3 months he told me that after 6 months he told me he was going to go back. He decided he was going to work on the marriage. So I ended it then. So and I never heard from him again. And last month he texted me saying that he wanted to get together with me again, but I've just been putting him off. Because I don't know, you know, what, I guess I could ask him what's the deal, but I just was wondering what does he have in mind?
Okay, right. You know, when I assumed that you already had a partner because of your two sons, yeah? I'm not going to ask you what happened with that relationship. But I am seeing a gentleman around you. So if you're not in a relationship at the moment, then you're going to be, because I feel that you already know this gentleman.
Oh, really? This man that texts me, his name is Howard. Would he be the one? I mean, is he free?
Okay. Right. I can't really tell you whether he's a free person or not, you know, but I am sensing there, as soon as you mention that name there, it is a H name that they were giving me, so it seems very likely that that's him, yeah? But You say Howard, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I was madly in love with him. I mean, with love at first sight when I met him.
Right.
And I was heartbroken.
Right, I'm going to ask Cheyenne to come in on this now because I want to see whether she's actually picking up the same name as well.
Okay.
That's what I think what I was doing from the last caller is picking up this stuff because I got right away that what I was seeing for the last person was true for this person, for you, Sarah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there is a man around you. He's around you in spirit. He thinks about you often. And I get that he was afraid to give himself because he was going through such hurt and pain over his wife. Mm-hmm. And he was afraid to let go and, like, break off and do something different with you. And so
mm-hmm.
he went back to work on his marriage. With what happened between the two of you, it was so scary to him, like it was such a connection that it scared him. And now that he's gone back and has to move forward now, he's realized that what he should have done was stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that there can be a lasting relationship between the two of you. It will take time. It'll take a lot of time for you to learn to trust again. And to know that he's not going to just dump you in 6 months.
No.
But I don't feel that that's his energy. That's not in his energy. There's fear in his energy, okay, mind you, but it's not fear about you. It's the fear within him that he can have a happy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That he can have a valid or viable relationship with another person. And he's chosen you because he knows you and he really does have feelings for you. He just didn't realize it until this particular situation kind of took hold of him and twisted him all around. So he's now, I'm not getting that whether or not he's free to be with you, but
mm-hmm.
I don't see a person in his life. I mean, I don't see any... I see no spirits around him, and I see no, like, I don't see a wife figure around him. I see him
mm-hmm.
being alone. I see him enclosed in darkness, so that means to me he's alone.
Wow.
Whether or not he's divorced is not, I don't get that information, but
mm-hmm.
but I do get that he is very intrigued with you, and he's loved you for all these years. He just didn't know how to say no to the other person.
Well, when I separated from him, he asked me, he said, how did I know that I loved him? And I said, I just know. He said, how do I know? And then he asked me, well, how do I know that you would love me forever? I said, well, I don't know if I would love you forever, but I'm pretty sure I would. And that's all I could say.
Yeah, it sounds like he wanted a guaranteed thing.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted a guaranteed thing so that he didn't...
Mm-hmm.
He's afraid of making mistakes. So he
mm-hmm.
he wanted this guarantee that, you know, and because he was all in confusion about what, I kind of get that he was in love with both of you at the same time, so he was unsure about his true feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need a divorce lawyer.
You need a divorce lawyer?
He is a divorce lawyer. I finished my divorce a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
He's a famous
wow.
divorce lawyer.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
He couldn't get... okay. I don't think he will have any problems there, Sarah. If he needs to get a divorce, he'll be okay.
He'll know the right people to go to, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right, exactly. He's part of a, you know, like an A team of divorce lawyers. So,
so he works in a firm.
Yeah, he's a partner.
Yeah. Well, he'll be able to go to somebody in their firm and do it. But I really don't get, I don't see him with somebody. I mean, I don't see another person in the picture. I see him by himself because they're not showing me anybody there.
Okay.
And it doesn't, it feels like he's, like, shut him off, like he's himself off. He's done, emotionally done.
Okay.
So you don't, I don't believe you have anything to worry about. I believe that he's been divorced for a while. That, or that they've been separated or something, but I feel like there's no feelings attached to someone else except you.
Okay.
And he's kind of kicking himself, you know. Why did I do that?
He should be.
I heard something, you know. Well, you know,
except
there's,
for
guilt, there's guilt and everything. There's, everybody has guilt, you know, whether
we
deal with it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll be okay. And all that whole thing Ken was talking about with your sons, I can totally see you doing that.
You know, it's funny that you're mentioning this because my this ex-boyfriend of mine, he has a boarder who is a who's interning at, as a chef for a famous Italian, a chef, you know, Mario something here in New York. And when I asked him, when we were interviewing him, when I, you know, because I wanted to talk to him because he's from Mexico also, so I was speaking to him, and he told me, I said, so what do you plan to do? Are you planning to work here in New York after you finish, you know, your internship? He said, no. He said, my father's a doctor in Mexico, and I plan to go back to Mexico and prepare meals for people that are mentally challenged.
That's a really, that's a very big calling.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And he's very young. I mean, he's only 22 or something. So, but it's a, I mean, if you're saying, I mean, that, you know, you mentioned that about you know, the, about the, this, that is definitely his goal. I was like, when you were telling me this, I mean, and when Ken was telling me this about, you know, with my son, I was like, wow, this sounds like this other guy's, this other kid's dream. So.
But I do see that it would be a very big step up for you financially and as well as in all of the skills that you have with finance. Like you could be their, you could be their finance person that they come to for assistance. I see you in a position like I, what I'm seeing is you're sitting behind a desk, but I see you happy, not snarling at people and stuff. I see a smile on your face, like you finally found your niche.
Yay!
Okay, Sarah, we're going to have to move on there, darling, yeah?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks
it's been really helpful.
Talking.
Have an excellent day.
Have a good day.
Okay.
And
you too.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. I know that we've got Bill August there. He's up to his neck in emails at the moment, bless him. But he is there in our chat room, and he did offer his insight there into Sarah's there. And he mentioned something to me on Skype here, if I can just bring it up briefly. It's just coming up now. Oh, yeah. Gluten-free special diet requirements. There you go. That's from the wonderful Bill August there. So, you know, Bill actually agrees on that. So, there you go. Righty. Where are we going? Do you need a break, Cheyenne? Yeah, should we have a bit of music?
Oh, yes, that'll be fine.
Okay, then let's see if we can find a piece of music.
But when you're not there, I just I'm begging you to stay. When you come close, I just tremble. And every time you go, it's like a knife that cuts right through my soul.
Paloma Faith. Isn't that girl wonderful?
What is the name?
Paloma Faith.
Paloma?
Yeah. P-A-L.
I've never heard her, but I really like the song, though.
It is nice, isn't it? Nice.
I live in old times with music. I'm stuck in the 60s and 70s. And
well,
I mostly listen to country music and native music. But
usually I'm stuck in the 60s and 70s type music. You know, although the 80s, I love, I absolutely adore the 80s music. 70s I can live without. Because there was only a handful of songs in the 70s that were any good, in the pop charts at least. Country music, I mean, the thing is now, I'm flexible, I'm into a bit of everything, you know, and I have a wide, wide variety of taste there, you know. So, yeah. I just say, I work, well, work, if you can call it work. But I did a little DJ work for a while, you know, back in the day.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. And the old, you know, the
did you work clubs and stuff?
Yeah, well, we tried one club, and I got told that we didn't have a license. Well, it took up. Oh, Cheyenne, it was really, honestly. We went to do a wedding, and I remember getting up very early in the morning. We packed all the equipment into my mate's van, and off we went. We had to travel about 50, 60 miles from here, sort of thing, to get there. And the thing is, a fight broke out between the groom and somebody else. So the police come, and they turn around and while they were there, you see, it was this. They says, "Okay, you're going. Can you stop the music? You know, because we were still playing the music in the background while the fight was going on." And he said, "Can you stop the music?" And one of the police officers turned around and says, "Oh, by the way, do you have a license for this equipment?" It was really funny. I says, "Well, you know, sort of thing. You got tongue in cheek, ain't you?" And I says, "Okay, we'll let you off this time. But if you ever try to do one of these again, we're going to book you. We're going to have you, like, you know." I thought, okay. I said,
"Wow."
just a.
Here you would have just gotten a ticket. They would have just given you a ticket.
Well, yeah, they would have. The thing is, it wasn't my business. You know, it was my friend's business. I just happened to have the decks, and at the time, which were on hire, and they were like, he had the van, and we all had bits of things, you know. Mainly my record collection, his decks, and his brother's van, sort of thing, that type of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, happy days, yeah. Okay. Right then, where are we going? I think we've got another person from New York here on 42 minutes. So let's just see who this is.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Can I take your name, please?
Yes, my name is Tina.
Tina, thank you. And Tina, what was your question this evening?
I would like to ask about two people. I would like to ask about a guy named Lewis. And relationship with you from him.
Tina, you broke the golden rule. You broke the golden rule because it's our job to tell you the names, but you know, it's all right. No, these people have not passed over, have they?
No.
Okay, that's fine then. Okay, because if they've passed over and you give names, you see, the thing is, you know.
No, I said I have a question about two people. That's what I said.
Two people, right. Okay.
Yeah, two guys I want to ask about.
Two guys?
Two different guys, yes.
Okay.
You're in love with both of them, Tina?
I'm not in love. Well, yeah, one of them I really care. You'll get it. I like both of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you like both of them, but you only love one. So nice. I love that laugh, Tina. You've got a wonderful laugh there. But
Thank you.
Okay. How are we going to split them up? Because, you know, the thing is, I see that both these guys are very, very fond of you. And, you know, you're going to have to break one or the other's heart. Does that make sense to you?
Well, no, I want to see what you get from the guys first, and then I'll tell you. So what do you pick up from Lewis?
Okay. Let's go for Lewis first then. Okay. What I'm seeing about this man, he's that he is the soft, sloppy type. He's full of muscle, yeah, but he's got the biggest, softest heart that you could ever wish to find. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, he does have a soft heart. He does.
Yeah, because he comes over as full of muscle, hard, you know, big, big, hard personality, but underneath he's a softy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The other guy that I'm seeing is
totally the opposite. He's got hardly any muscle. And yet he comes over harder than Louis. Does that make sense to you?
I think he has a wall up. It's harder to get to him than Louis.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. I'm not saying that he couldn't take a punch, but it's just like he's how can I put this? He's more mouthy. Does that make sense to you?
More mouthy?
Yeah, he likes to throw his voice a lot, yeah?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Okay. And when he's in a room, you can hear his voice above other people?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Right. All right. Bye. I'm going to throw this one over to Cheyenne because I think I've said enough. Right, okay.
So how are you today? I'm excellent and you beautiful. Thank you for taking time out to come and talk to us today.
That's not a problem. Thanks for calling. I get the same thing about Louis. He's like a big giant teddy bear, but he tries to put on this hard attitude.
Yes, he does.
And he pardon me for saying this, but he acts like a gangster.
He has a tough exterior.
Mhm. And he's very loving. Are you looking at them as for a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to say that Louis would be your best bet because you also are very, very sensitive, but you're attracted to bad boys. And you've always had this gift of being attracted to bad boys. Right? Is that correct?
I don't think it's all about bad boys. I like his look. I like the masculine look.
Right, but the majority of the guys or a few of the guys in your life have been centered around guys who have this tough exterior on
football.
The outside.
You get it? I only like guys that look like football players. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Big guys, yeah.
Yeah, big guys, yep. That's it. That's why I was laughing.
Yeah, and the other guy, Robert, he is, I don't get that he's very intelligent. That he pretends a lot.
Yeah,
pretends
that's
a lot.
True.
He pretends to know things a lot. And
that's true.
He's learning much more from you than you're learning from him.
That's
and
true.
So you're kind of like a teacher more so than he is.
And I'm actually really a teacher, so that's what's cracking me up. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I get that you're more of a your place in his life is the teaching thing.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
And that's kind of the role that has happened between the two of you. And he's
okay.
kind of like the student. He's like the little boy that's eager to learn, but he doesn't know how to ask for help, if you will.
That's exactly how he is, absolutely.
And that frustrates him. And Lewis is very confident. His softer side he doesn't like to show because he's gotten taken advantage of before. So he struggles with himself there.
Okay.
But I get that as far as mates, I mean, it's not up to me, but I get that Lewis would be far more of a mate, if you will, for you than Robert would be. Robert is just kind of somebody that's in your life that's temporary.
Well, now, is there someone else around Lewis, though, that was trying to contact him? A woman?
Trying to contact Lewis?
Yeah, Ruby.
Oh, so, okay. You don't have to give me names. I can just pick up the energy.
Oh,
there's a
thank
woman
you.
Around him. You're welcome. There is a woman around him. And she does have kind of designs on him, so to speak. She's intrigued or interested in him, but he doesn't really care. He's not really that interested. I mean, he has conversations with her, but he's not interested in her. He's interested in you.
Mm.
His sole focus is you. He may pretend to be, it's a, he's trying to make you jealous kind of sort of thing.
Oh!
It's his way to draw you into him. To draw you closer to him. Because of that teddy bear softness that he has about himself, sometimes he gets a little insecure about himself, especially around women, and he struggles with that. But he uses that other person to kind of make you jealous so that you will go, oh, no, he's mine, kind of thing, you know. You understand?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do. Now, when will this person be away from me? Because I don't like that. That's what made me look into Robert, because I'm a very friendly person. I have morals, but I was like, oh, no, I didn't know what that person's intentions were. Do you see her leaving, or do you see her still trying to contact him?
It's about him. He needs to say the words. He needs to, like, stand up and do the right thing where that is concerned. It's up to him. It's not necessarily up to her. Because if he gave the word, she would disappear. All he has to do is say the right words. But he's kind of liking this little thing that's going on because he feels that it will draw you to him more. And I also think that it's about you being that outspoken person that you are and telling him, look, this isn't working for me. And then he'll drop her like a hot potato, just like that.
Hmm.
I just get
wow.
that there's jealousy. She's a very jealous person, but I kind of get that she might be somebody from his past, like an old friend or an old girlfriend or something like that. But there's nothing between them. He ended that a long time ago. He's just kind of let her be there. As kind of a, I'm getting backup plan. So, but he's not interested in her. He doesn't care for her. He thinks of her as a friend only. But he's thinking that if he does this enough, that you will actually go, no, I can't do this, you know. And as soon as you back away with your energy, as soon as you take your energy out of it and your body out of it, he will then move forward with you because he needs to understand that it's not okay to do this to another person. It's kind of a lesson, if you will, for him.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, he is very insecure because I'm outgoing and I'm friendly, and that's something that
guys have trouble with that sometimes.
Yeah, he's a nice-looking guy. He's actually like a model, so I kind of didn't like it, and I'm very busy, so I'm like spiritual into ministry, so I really wouldn't be playing around with him. And I didn't like the phone number part and things like that, so I would stop talking to him. So that's what you're talking about. But I didn't know he was that sensitive. I think if you're going to get a phone number, then I'm going to stop talking to you. So he doesn't like how cold I am with that. Now, Robert, on the other hand, is a millionaire. So I'm like, okay, Lewis doesn't have a lot of money and wants to play games, whereas Robert is all of those things that you said, he doesn't have intellect, but he has creativity. So the universe has blessed him in that area. So I was just trying to make the decision as far as that. But, yeah, I didn't like him speaking to the movie part. Mind you, I'm abstinent. I'm not sleeping with neither one of them. This is just spiritual.
Okay. But it felt like you have this emotional attachment to the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought it was the relationship, because there's an emotional attachment.
No, I do. Talk to them. Yeah, I do talk to them on the phone, but I'm trying to make the decision because I'm ready to get married. So I don't want to play those type of games. So, yeah, I do have an emotional attachment, and I pray for both of them.
So you're marrying somebody else?
Mm-mm. I said between those two, I'm ready.
For a man to marry. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get married. So, yeah, I don't want to play those games. So that's why I'm just waiting and letting it come to God. So, yeah, no, I do. Yeah, I am. They both, you know, have feelings towards me and I towards them. But, you know, if you're confident, you don't have to have sex with someone.
Well, and you're a very confident person. Are you a minister?
Yes.
Okay, because I kind of got that. I keep seeing you in that. I see you in the podium, on the podium.
Yeah, God is training me. So, I'm a teacher, so I've been out all summer, but I pray all day. In between taking my children to activities, I'm in constant communication with God. Constant.
Okay.
So, yes.
So, it's about you trusting your heart in this. It's about
mm-hmm.
you trusting what you believe to be true for you. And, I mean, both of them could present lots of lessons.
Mm.
Lots of lessons to you as far as not necessarily negative. Anything that God presents before you, and you know this, anything that God presents before you will be a lesson that you need to move forward.
Mm.
It's a blessing in disguise kind of lesson, okay? Where you can look back and go, that's a true blessing because it brought me here.
You know, the only thing I just don't like about Lewis is that since I'm friendly and I get along with everyone and I help everyone, he doesn't like that. It's like he wants to keep me to himself. But you can't get upset if that's my character and what God gave me. You know, you and I have our personal difference.
But that's his
problem.
Right, that's his problem, not yours.
Yeah, and that's what he says to me. You help everybody. You do this. But you know this already. So you can't just keep me to yourself like that. And I think that's where the phone numbers and his foolishness came in. And I walked away so fast that I didn't really know that he was that sensitive, because I'm busy doing what God told me to do.
Right. So God just wants you to be aware, and it's kind of about you kind of staying on your own side of the street with this and saying, okay, what do I need to see for myself? Let go of the other person. Let go of what's going on around me. What do I need to see for me right now? And God will reveal that answer to you. All you have to do is trust and be quiet about it. Get quiet within yourself, quiet your mind, and God will give you the answer. That's how I get my answers, is I just get quiet, maybe get a little more grounded than you are. If you're spreading yourself too thin,
yes,
that's when you'll be ungrounded and flighty and anxious and angry and stuff. So get part of what meditating and praying is all about is getting quiet and letting yourself listen to what God has to say to you. Listening for the messages. And then you'll be much clearer on it than you are now.
Mm-hmm.
We often seek out advice, or we seek guidance from others because they're much more quiet in their minds than we are at that moment. And so fear
Absolutely.
Plays a huge role in the reason why we are seeking outside of ourselves. Not that it's a bad thing, but just that sometimes we're the only ones who can get those answers.
That's true. Okay, so you're picking up that Lewis won't be jealous anymore since he understands that I have to do things for ministry. Oh, and the things were just to get my attention. I was taking it personal.
They're for you to... Right, don't take it personal. It's not about you at all. It's his stuff. He has to settle for himself. He has to know that this person, you, is the person for him to be with. If he doesn't know that, then he'll reach out there and he'll go look for another mate. And then he'll play one against the other, kind of like what you're doing with this. Not that you're playing them one against the other, but you have two. See, you're not sure about one, so you go out and get another one so that you can bounce the two off the other, one off the other, and then it confuses you even more. about which one you're going with.
Well, Lewis wanted to get married. I told him no. So then I have left Lewis alone for like 2 years. I've been with him for quite some time. And then in between the abstinence, I just was like, oh, and I wanted to meet. So that's how I met Robert. I really don't even go out physically. It's more of me communicating with them. So that's what you're saying. But, yeah, I was
no,
just a little
no,
curious.
No, but I'm just saying if you get confused about whether or not you belong with somebody, sometimes we'll reach out there and start talking to another person either out of boredom or out of fear or whatever our emotion is we're going through. And then we're in more confusion because this guy is, oh, he's really great in this way where this guy isn't. And we start this comparison thing, and that's what starts the confusion inside of our hearts. That's what makes us confused. You know?
Yes, that's
you'll be
true.
Okay. Just get quiet and allow God to talk to you.
Yes, that is so true.
Okay.
So, and how do we get? How do I get in contact with you outside of this, ma'am?
Just Facebook me. But Ken has something to say, though.
Okay.
Tina, we're going to have to move on there, darling. But if you go to Psychic Choice Radio there on Facebook, you will see links to my page and Cheyenne's page there as well, yeah?
Oh, your name is Cheyenne what now?
Cheyenne Starhawk. It's the wisdom.
Okay, C-H-E-Y-E-N-E. Okay, Cheyenne Starhawk.
Yeah,
thank
like
you.
In Wyoming. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You'll find it. Okay, thanks, Tina. Right, it's getting very busy, Cheyenne. We've got seven callers now to get through, and I think Bill's helping there in the chat room to bring these callers to us, so bless him.
Awesome.
It
you,
looks
Bill.
Like we might well go into overtime again, but oh, God. Thanks, Bill. Right. Let's see where we're going to the longest holding. Here is 973. Hello? No? 973? Nobody wants to speak to me. Okay. Okay. 973. We called you, but we'll come back to you. You didn't answer. So let's see where we're going next then. Okay. Yeah. Let's try just this one underneath you. And 604.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi. Can I take your name?
Hi. Oh, yeah. It's Charlene. Thank you.
Charlene, yeah?
Yes.
Charlene. Thank you. Okay. Charlene, what was your question?
Oh, it's so complicated. it's love. So it's love. We'll focus on that. And there's family dynamics that are complicated. And the man, he expresses love to me. He expresses that it's as deep and rich for me as I am for him. The issue is that he doesn't seem to be able to follow through with what he says he's wanting to do. So I don't know what's stopping him or what's getting in the way or if he's actually going to do it. Like today, as an example, it's my birthday, and I really want to be able to spend some time with him. And I know he's got work to do. So, you know, I guess... go ahead.
The sound's broken.
Got a distraction going on herself there.
It is me. I turned on the computer so that if I get cut off, I can still be in the chat room. Still do readings from the chat room. Yeah, because I always get cut off. So I'm like, I've got to figure out how I can do this. So I get that right away when you were talking. Tell me your name again.
Charlene.
Okay, sorry about that. I really got right away that... he says that he really, really loves you, but he has trouble with consistency. I get two things. One is he's not really there yet with everything, with being able to follow through with what he says. he's inconsistent with his actions. There's a lot of verbal going on, and I really get that you really, really care for this person and that your heart is fully into it. But I want to urge you to pull back a little bit so that you can see the truth. Because there's a lot of like staticky energy around him. I can't share this with you enough. There's a lot of staticky energy around him. He has so many things going on in his own life. There's something about his family where he's being pulled away, and he's letting them do that to him. He's letting them pull him away. And there's something with your family where they don't believe a word he says, and there's a lot of, like, conflict there. And it's causing him to be afraid to do the right thing for himself, because he listens more to other people than he listens to his own heart. When he's with you, he's in his heart space, but when he's away from you, he is not. I really just get that he's not being very sincere with you. He's telling you, he does this with everybody. It's not just you. He does it with everybody in his life. He'll tell them what they want to hear, and then he'll go off and do what he wants. And because it's overwhelming to him. He's a very sensitive person, and he doesn't know how to say no to anyone.
Okay.
And that sensitivity, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you, but I'm here to tell you the truth. The sensitivity that the amount or the intensity of his sensitivity is so great that he struggles with being able to tell people the right thing at the right time, because he doesn't want to hurt them. So he tells people what they want to hear, so they are not either angry at him or that they're not sad, because he can't stand that. It drives him crazy to see somebody be sad. And he does care for you, but he's not so totally attached to you that he can't function. He's in doubt in his own mind about himself. So I want to tell you that he doesn't love himself in the way that he professes to love you, and there's no way that he can do that until he learns how to love himself in that way. So
right.
he's insecure about himself. It's not that he doesn't love you. He does have real deep feelings for you, but he doesn't know how to tell you the truth.
Hmm.
I feel bad now that I've said this to you, but it's what I got. So, is there anything?
No, it's okay. I know he is very sensitive. He has expressed moving in with me. He's expressed, you know, marriage, but he's like, just wait. You know, you're kind of confirming in a sense, because what he's like, he's got to have his ducks in a row before he's okay with doing it, and he's got to feel like he's worthy of me, right?
Yeah, he wants to rush it. He often rushes into things and then regrets them later.
Yeah.
And it's about his sensitivity more than anything. Like I said, he doesn't want to hurt anybody. He wants to come in, and he feels that if he rushes into this and does the right thing by you, that it will make you happy and everything will be okay. But he's not doing it to make himself happy. He's doing it to help you. He's doing it to make you happy. He reaches outside of himself a lot for help, for love, for acceptance, for approval. He does a lot of that. And I pick that up in his energy right away when you're talking about him. A person who cannot keep their word isn't really there. They're not really there in the way that we want them to be there. Like, we all want true love. I myself want true love. But I know that takes time. And I have to find the right person. And I just haven't found the right person yet. And it's about me doing what I need to do for me and then letting that other person come around in their own time, or realizing that maybe he might not ever come around and it's maybe time to do something else. And maybe, because I kind of get that you're all in, You have both feet.
Yeah.
You've jumped in with both feet, and you're all into this. But he's not there.
Yeah.
And he just isn't there in his. He's there in his heart, but he's not there in his actions. So he's too focused on everything else outside of himself.
Right.
And he does a lot of, if you will, double booking himself in situations. He wants to make everybody happy all the time. And he doesn't know how to say no to anyone.
Yeah.
That's his biggest struggle, is not being able to say no. And so part of what our plan, part of what our part in this is, in the relationship, is to stand up and go, well, you know, say what you need to say to him in the way that you know how. But I get that you're a very assertive person and you know what to do. You just have been holding back because you're so entranced with this man.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Are there any other messages for me?
Ken, do you have any?
Okay, Charlene, this gentleman now, you've known him for a very long time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm almost seeing, like, childhood sweethearts here.
Well, he really is the love of my life. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what age you were when you first met this gentleman, but it's like you've known him practically all your life, yeah?
No, I met him in my... I met him about 15 years ago.
Right. So,
but I do feel like I've known him forever.
You feel
I
like
really
you've
do.
Known him, yeah, all your life, yes. So he's, you know, it's like he's no stranger to you, and you're no stranger to him. I do see, like, you're meant to be together, but in a strange way, it's almost as though you've met before. Do you believe in past lives, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I do believe we've had many lives together. I believe, but that's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, because I do feel that you've been together before. It's like you're replenishing something, and it's replenishing something from the past, something from a past existence. And it's like, you know, you've made the commitment once before, and it's like... you're struggling to make that same commitment this time to each other, and it doesn't make sense really why that should happen, but maybe it's because you are meant to be with different people this time. You know, I can't really see it's like you need to finalize things, if that makes sense. Yeah, it's like something that wasn't completed the last time you were together, and you need to finalize this now so that you can actually meet new people and enjoy separate lives to get. Does that make sense to you?
It would be hard to do. It'd be very
right.
hard to do, but I know. Yeah, but it does make sense.
Yeah, it's because he has very, very deep feelings for you, and you have very deep feelings for him, but it's like these feelings are steeped in the past, and not just in this past, but I'm talking about past life. You know, they're very much settled there in a past life, and it's like... you can't relive them again. You've got to. It's like you've got to allow each other to move forward in this life. Does that make sense?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Ken.
Right. It's a hard one, Charlene, but, you know, it's like that kiss goodbye type of thing, you know. It's like that we're not going to be, this is not going to be the end. It's like, you know, you've done it once before and you will do it again, yeah, you know, but
right.
not this time round.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Charlie. Right, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate giving bad news.
25 minutes there to run. Cheyenne, what I'm going to do, if you get cut off, because I need to be asking you about that now, you know, when it comes up, do you put your phone on a timer?
I don't, no.
Okay, because you seem to get cut off just as it comes up to the exact time there. And I don't know what that's for. You know, it's something to do with blog talk. No.
It's a timer? What do you mean a timer?
You know when you call into the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you actually set your minutes?
No. No,
okay.
I just call into the show and you answer the phone.
I just wonder because it seems as soon as the show comes to normal close time, you seem to get kicked off. But, yeah, I don't know whether that's a blog talk thing. Because it probably is because, obviously, you know, you would be, your microphone would be open for as long as mine type of thing. And then having the microphone open for the full 2 hours, it's like blog talk automatically throws the switch on you. Right. If
yep.
that happens, now, have you got Skype set up, yeah?
I did, and I tried to call in today, but it just left me that voicemail. And
right.
I called in before the show, right, like a minute or 2 minutes after the show started.
Right, okay. So you ready to switch over to Skype if we get kicked off, yeah?
I can do that, but will it, shall I just do that now?
I think it'd probably better if we try that now, and let me see if I can call you on Skype, yeah?
Okay.
So what I'll do, I'll put you back on mute here and we'll see whether I can actually call you on Skype. Right, let's see if we can do this now. I should be able to. Okay. There you go. Should be coming now. Maybe a couple of seconds to warm up. Very slow. I can see the picture coming up now. Hey. Right. We should be getting a connection any time now. Right. Okay. It's a bit slow happening, but it's calling. Calling. Right, while we're waiting for that to happen, I will take a piece of music here. And this is the comes from a TV series, actually, called The Green Children. And this is The Green Children, and it's just called Norwegian Dream. Money it was. Okay. Cheyenne is still there on our call queue. She's just called back in again, so we'll bring her back in now. But the Skype thing doesn't seem to be working for some reason. I don't know. Okay. Never mind. Right then. I don't know what's going to happen there, Cheyenne, if we do get cut off live air there.
I used to do a radio program with somebody else on Blog Talk Radio like a couple of years ago, and they gave me their password on their account, and I called in as one of them, and that kept me on the radio, and that's something that just occurred to me just now, so.
Right, yeah.
So that was the only way that I could stay on the radio.
Yeah.
After it was already done, so.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. I know that one. Right.
We don't have to do it today. We could do it in the future. It's no problem.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to work this one out. Oh, Arlene. What's Arlene calling me for? How are you slow? Okay. Well, it's probably an old message. I'm just looking at just Skype. Very often when you're calling one person, you get old messages from, okay, oh, that's a week ago. old messages coming up from a week ago. But that happens when you call some. Right, okay, on we go anyway. We're going to try and squeeze as many as we can in. We've got area 323.
Hello.
Hi there, can I take your name, please?
Yes, my name is Lynette.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have a question here, Lynette?
Yes, I do. I'm looking for work, so I'm concerned about some of the applications I've submitted and have heard something, but nothing has gone forward. If I will be working very soon, and also romance and finance, so the work and the love, if possible.
Okay, I get that the work thing, you just haven't found the right position for you yet, that you need to keep going with those resumes or applications, whatever it is you're doing.
Right.
It's also about you getting what you want from this position, as in like writing out a statement saying, you just tell the universe this is what I want. And then letting them go out there and find that position for you. Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California, originally.
Okay. So that's where you live now, is L.A.?
No, I'm actually in Washington, D.C.
Okay, I kept getting Eastern State.
Yeah, I'm going to school here, so I'm kind of looking for work to support me through school.
Okay. And what is it you do? What do you do?
I'm a full-time student, but I've gone back to school to work as a social worker. So I'm going to get my master's in social work.
Okay.
I'm a non-traditional student. I just recently, my children are adults now, and I returned to school to finish my bachelor's, and now nothing came through as forced work, so I said I'll just pursue the master's and hopefully I'll set myself in a better financial situation.
I really get that. It's about you looking outside the box instead of, like, doing the traditional stuff. Because I kind of get that you would like something a little more flexible where you can go and do things for yourself that you haven't been able to do before because children have... there's been obligations, things out of your control that you couldn't do. You couldn't just take off and go somewhere. Okay, so you live in D.C. How far are you from Virginia?
Well, not very far from
driving-wise.
Arlington. Yeah, driving-wise, I guess it's about 30 minutes to Arlington.
Okay.
I'm not that far. I'm not that familiar. I'm still not that familiar with the areas, but from what I hear, Arlington.
There's a little town outside of Arlington, and it's about 5 minutes from Arlington. It's about 5 minutes. It's not far. And I get that there is a job there for you, but it's about you opening your mind a little bit and kind of stepping outside the traditional box of what you consider a normal job. And your new job will also be outside of the box. This job, the one that you'll get, will be very much what you will decide to move towards when you move out of, when you get done with school. And I don't get that D.C. is the place where you will have that new job. It will be more over here on this side, because I'm in Colorado, so I get that it would be more west, farther west, maybe not this far, but farther west, maybe even farther west than me, between Colorado and California, but in an area where you will be able to do what you need to do to take care of yourself, and there are some family members that you will also be able to help too, because that's going to be coming up in the next year. But I really get that this job is not a job that you have always thought about doing. It's more of an outside the box kind of thing around children. Are you seeking to help children more than adults, or is it just an open market?
It's an open market, but yeah, I'm more open to children than adults, but I'm open, period. And the California thing, because I definitely want to move back home.
I see you going back towards California, maybe not where you were from necessarily,
right,
a little farther north. But I see that there is a job, and it's just about you kind of thinking outside the box, and you can find it on websites. You can find it. It's a job working with kids, like small children, not 5 years old, but maybe kids that are like 10, 12, you know, younger kids, helping them. And I see it in like I'm seeing it like I've seen it here. It's like a setting where you'll be like a counselor or like a group home setting kind of thing.
Okay. All right.
Like something like that, because I'm seeing a big house, and I'm seeing children in that big house, and I'm seeing you working with those children in that big house. But they're showing it to me on a campus. Like a campus of kids, where kids who have come from abused homes or kids who have come from some kind of setting where they were yanked out of the house, or I shouldn't say yanked, taken out of the house. But
right.
I see it more in the way of troubled children, so to speak.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'm so glad you took my call, this helps me to focus, and this is definitely something that I would be interested in. So, wow. Thanks so much. Yeah. Now, as far as love, do you see anything on the horizon?
I think Ken has that for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Amen. You're not currently in a relationship, no?
Not at all.
Right. Okay. This is something that you're looking for, yeah?
Well, yes. I'm definitely open to it. I've, I had a friend off and on for years, but I'm... That just doesn't seem to go anywhere. It's start up and stop. So I'm really looking for something more serious.
Okay. So it's just, it's kind of hot and cold, hot and cold. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know why it got cold the last time. It looked like it was getting nice and warm.
Okay.
And then it just went cold.
Okay. Who is it around you that has caught your eye recently? There's somebody that you hadn't previously taken much notice of, but it's like he's been looking at you more in recent years or in recent times, you know. And I feel this gentleman may have became a widow. Does that make sense to you?
The gentleman has become what? I didn't hear the last part.
Yeah. It's like he's became a widow, a widower, and he has lost his wife. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. In Northern California, I do know someone who, became a widower a couple of years ago.
Right. Okay. And you know, had this gentleman recently been around you?
No, not recently. I don't think I've seen him in about four or five years.
4 or 5 years, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like you're going to be bumping into him again somewhere.
Hmm. Hmm. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we did talk on the phone maybe a year ago, but
okay.
I'm sure.
Has he always been fond of you?
I think so. We always had a pretty good relationship as far as being open with each other. And yeah, I don't know why it didn't go anywhere, but I mean, you know, we still very, you know, can be very friendly. There was never any animosity or anything like that.
Okay. I'll get straight to the point because I've got a lady here that's telling me, young man, you're beating about the bush. Just get straight to the point. Tell her that it's okay. And this lady wants somebody for him, and she wants that somebody to be you.
Wow. He's a very nice person, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he is.
So that's cutting to the chase a bit, but, you know, the lady says, do it, will you please do it, because the time is running out on your radio show here. And she's actually watching my clock now as I speak, and she says, young man, she says, you need to deliver your messages quicker.
Oh, bless her.
She's a lovely personality, a lovely lady, and she said that you would be right for him. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I don't know. I always was very fond of him, and I thought he was of me too. But then I moved away, but I don't even know if anything was really gonna kick off. But we cared about each other, you could tell that.
Yeah,
but
she just wants him to be happy again, and she feels that you would be happy with him as well. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Wow, that's quite interesting. Well, I really appreciate that. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I have to get in touch with him because I hadn't heard from him in a while.
I think you're going to be bumping into him quite soon now, yeah?
Okay. Well, I look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this lady said,
if you want this to happen, she will make it happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes, I do.
There you go then. Yeah, she's giving you a blessing, and she's going to do all she can to make it happen.
Well, thank her very much. like I said, as far as I can see, that was a beautiful human being. And, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Let us know how it gets on, Lynette, yeah?
Okay, Ken. Thank you so much. Thank you both. I really appreciate it. And have a great day.
Wonderful.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. Right. We do have a couple callers there left to get through. Cheyenne, I think you're going to be kicked out shortly, but I'm going to try something.
Okay.
Just stay there for a minute because I'm going to call you now, and I've never tried this before. But
okay.
Let's just see if this works. Okay. Right. Now then. Are you there? Yeah, I am. Hello. Right. Actually not. Hey. Can't do that, can I? Right then, let's have a go. Let's see if that works. Has that worked?
Yes.
Ah, right, I see. Okay, so that seems to have worked. Right, so now I've called you now. So, right, that works then. Okie dokie, so we can take our callers now. Oh, lovely. Right, what I'll do, I'll drop off this one then because I don't need you on that. Oh, maybe I do. Leave that one. Leave that one open. So you're in both queues now. So long as I don't give yourself... You'll end up giving yourself a reading now. Oh, God, no. That would be fun, wouldn't it? All right. Right, okay. 708.
Hello.
Hi, can I take your name, please?
It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Cheyenne. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Wonderful. And Lucy, what can we do for you this evening?
I would like to know about love. Is there anything out there for me?
Right. See what we can do. Right. I'll just wait a minute there, Lucy, while I go and get my magic wand. Carol, can you bring my magic wand in, please? Right. But no, Lucy, you know, thing is now, I'm seeing you at a celebration. And I don't know whether you've got a birthday or something coming up around you, yeah?
No, it's in April.
In April? That far away. Okay. No, I'm seeing this is a lot closer. So if it's not your birthday, then it's somebody else's celebration that you're going to. It could be a birthday, it could be a wedding. Or it's some type of celebration where you're going to be meeting a lot of people, and it's at this celebration that you're going to be meeting one person in particular, and I do feel that you will hit it off with this person, this gentleman, immediately. Does that make sense to you at all?
Oh, I would hope so.
Right. Okay. I'm getting very good feelings about this. It's like yes, they're saying yes, but she needs to get out there first. It's like if you don't put yourself out there, then it's not going to happen. But you'll get the invitation and you'll think twice about going, but you must do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I never go anywhere.
Okay, do it. Please, because, you know, there's the saying, if you don't go to this invitation, then you're putting things off. It's not that it's not going to happen. You're just putting it off, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see what Cheyenne can get for you.
I agree with Ken. How are you doing? How are you doing today, Lucy? It sounds like you're sad.
I am.
I agree with Ken about that. You can't meet anybody if you don't get outside the doors of your house. There's no way for anyone. I mean, they're not going to come up and knock on you and say, here I am, the love of your life. You know, I mean, they're just not going to do that. You have to get out there to meet them. And I also agree that it's going to be a party that you are going to meet this other person at. And they're going to kind of come up to you because you'll be kind of in a sad mood there. I just sense that you'll just be there going, what's the use, kind of thing. And this person will come up and pat you. He'll pat you on the knee and he'll say, how are you tonight? You know, and he'll be like happy and bubbly and, you know, in a good mood. And so it will strike up a conversation with you. So he'll find you. He'll find you at this party. And there will be, you'll have lots to say. And it will be the beginning of a wonderful relationship. Everything won't be like rosy all the time, but it will be about you kind of getting outside of that shell that you've built around yourself and allowing good things to come to you and allowing love to come to you. Because I really get that you're very disheartened about everything right now and that you're saying, this is never going to happen to me. And there's a lot of doubt in you about whether or not you deserve to have that. So it's just about you doing what you need to do for yourself and believing that there is someone out there for you, because he's the person that is coming into your life is a very bright person. He has a bright, like, I don't mean bright as intelligent, but bright as in a bright star, kind of like a bright light in everybody's life. He's very optimistic. Mm-hmm. And he will be your opposite, because it's about you. Everybody that we meet has a side of us that we need to go more into. And so he will be that opposite for you, where he will draw you out of yourself and into the world of happiness and beauty. And you've not had a lot of that in your life. So now you're deserving of it because you've done what you've needed to do to get you to that point. So the universe is trying to help you, but, you know, it's just about you getting out and accepting those invitations. Even if, you know, I kind of get that it might not be your birthday party, but it will be a birthday party. And I really get that when you get out, you accept more invitations to get out and do things and be among people, then there will be a person that you'll meet at one of these parties, one of these gatherings that you'll go to, that will say, hey, I've got this, da-da-da-da-da-da, would you like to come? And because you're out there and about doing that, more opportunities will come to you for you to meet people. It won't necessarily mean that you'll meet the man of your dreams, but it means that you will be open to meeting people, because I get that you don't even know these people yet that you'll go to this party. It's not anybody that you know yet. So in order to get to know those people that will bring this man into your life, you have to get out there and meet new people. Just be open. Just be flexible. The universe will give it to you.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Thank you for calling there, Lucia. Was there anything else, Luke? Oh, she's gone. Okay. I was just going to say, was there anything else? And she's gone. Right, we have just one more caller then. And who's that, Cheyenne? I don't know that person. How do you... It's like you'll end up doing a reading for yourself, you know. Hey, let's just see what happens if I do this. No, this will probably call you off now.
That's no, I have you on the other line. I have you on both lines because I have call waiting on my phone. So you're still there on the other end.
Still there on the other line as well, look. So you end up
yes.
talking. Are you getting an echo down your ear all now?
No.
All right, you should be hearing your own voice coming back. Okay, never mind. We'll do it. Shut that one off now. Right. That's interesting how you can do that, because I've never tried it before, but apparently all you've got to do is just dial the number that you see on the... so I can dial anybody. Okay. I don't know if it's costing me anything, but who cares? right. Oh, hang on. 907?
Hello.
Hi, can I take your name, please?
Charlotte.
Sorry?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Okay.
Hello?
Colette, is it Colette?
Charlotte. Like
Charlotte, okay.
Right. And do you have a question for Charlotte?
Hello?
Do you have a question
Hello?
For us?
Yes, I was wondering about job prospects.
Job prospect. Okay. Let's see where we can go with this. Okay. Can I ask you if you're working at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So, obviously, you need employment quickly. How long has it been since you last worked?
8 years, because I was ill.
Good Lord, 8 years. Right, okay. It's just getting back into work again. What sort of field have you tried there, Charlotte? What?
Like government positions and,
no,
and
this
retail
is what
sales.
Done, what you've done before, okay. What I want to take you away from anything that you've done before and put you into something totally, totally new. And, okay. It's almost as though you've got the skills for this position. It's just when you see this position coming up, it's getting your resumes in there and getting it in quickly. It's something that's interested you for a long time. And it's like, well, you know what? I don't care whether I get it or not, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. That type of thing, yeah?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. But I do feel that you will be given a chance in this position that you are aiming for. And it's like, something way out of the blue that you've never tried before, but you're going to give it a shot, you know. And I do feel that they'll take you on and they'll train you. Yeah, it's like, well, okay, we'll give you a shot at this on a temporary basis and see whether you can handle it. And I do feel that you will just take to it like a duck to water. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to let us in on the secret, what it is?
Oh, it's just TSA employment.
Right, okay. Right, I'm glad I got that one out of the way, because I ain't got a clue what it is that they're talking about. But, you know, so long as you understand that it's something that you want to do, and it's something that
correct.
that you've been wanting to do for a long time, they're saying
correct.
They're saying go for it, just go for it, because there's somebody there that's willing to take you on and train you. So, you know, it will be good for you if you get this position, yeah?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring Charlotte in. I'm going to bring Cheyenne in now. Sorry.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to ask you, what is it that you did for the government?
Before?
I
worked for Fish and Game as like a lab technician.
A lab technician. Because I kept getting that it's something in alignment with what you've already been doing, but it's very different. It's kind of outside the box. And it is something, I agree with Ken about that. I'm going to apply for this job. I don't care where it takes me. And then there's, I also, in the very beginning, I got that there might be some more training for you to do, not necessarily prior to the job, but after you get on the job, to kind of refresh your memory about everything that you already
Correct.
Know how to do. And it's everything that you have been working for. Like, all the different jobs that you had in your life have boiled down to this one job. And from this job, there'll be more. That it'll expand into something like, the job is going to open your mind to something new.
It's right, because I want to do healing.
Okay, I kept getting holistic. Something, it's going to open your mind to doing, to expanding that and to moving into more of where you belong, but you're just kind of not aware of it yet. It takes this other, it's not about being trained. It's just about you opening your mind because you've already been doing this in other lifetimes. You've come to this lifetime to do this thing, this particular healing aspect, and it's just about you opening your mind. There will be a couple of classes that you'll have to take, not all of them, because it's like a certificate or a certification or something, but you don't need it all. All you need to do is remember, okay? All you need to do is remember from the past and open yourself up to that. Open your heart and open your mind, and the universe will guide you to that. You don't even need letters behind your name. You just need to remember what is there. We think we have to have a piece of paper for everything, but, you know, the universe has been telling me for years, you don't need this, you don't need that. Just don't go there. You're wasting your money and your time. Just open yourself and allow us to come through, and we'll tell you what you need to do and where you need to go. There's a download waiting for you, okay? I want to use the label heaven, okay? So from the ethers of space to Charlotte, there is a beginning from the ethers of space, just above the clouds, if you will, just as for you to get a picture. And there's a download waiting for you. And all you have to do is open your mind. Just take one or two classes in whatever it is you're going to go into and allow the download to come, and you will know exactly what to do, where to go, and how to do it. It'll all be given to you. It's just waiting for you to open your mind.
Okay.
And I have chills all over my body, so that's the truth.
No, so do I. I feel it. The minute you said it, I just, like, I felt chills on my body as well. But then again, I'm in Alaska, so I'm always cold. But yeah.
Okay.
But I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally believe that, because I totally believe that I'm on this earth to heal people, because I get sad when I look at sick people, you know, like, it should be their birthright to be healthy.
Yes, it is our birthright to be healthy.
Correct. And so I want to help everybody that I see that's ill or whatever.
Use your discernment. There will be people who won't want your help, okay?
Oh, no. They have to come to me.
Right. There'll be people who'll say that, but they won't mean it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, because
people
say a lot of things. People say a lot of things they don't mean. So I just want to say, use your discernment. Listen to your heart about whether that person is willing to move forward and do the things that you want, that you ask of them.
Okay.
Because you're very gifted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just
believe in yourself.
I just don't know. I will, but I just need some training. Like, I don't want to hurt anyone either.
You're not going to do that. You have too big a heart for that.
Okay. So
you're on the right path, though.
I think Charlotte, you're ready for this challenge. If that makes sense to you, it's going to be a challenge, but it's like, yes, bring it on, that type of thing, yeah?
Yes.
You know, because you're ready for something new in your life, and you know, life itself has been a challenge up to now, and it's like, yeah, just bring it on, you know, that type of thing. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing about you. It's like, you know, I'm ready for whatever comes now because I've had enough. You know, it's like whatever comes next, it's mine.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel.
You know, it's like everything else is in the past. It's like this is mine this time. This is what I want.
Correct. That's exactly how I feel. I told myself that this morning.
In the past, you've followed other people's ideas, and you've kind of got disillusioned by them, if that makes sense, you know. And you've just gone with the flow, sort of thing. This time, this is about you, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I did everything like my parents wanted me to do, and like what my family wanted.
Yeah, but it's come full circle now. This is about you this time, and it's going to be good.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
I'm excited now.
Be excited. You should be excited.
Yeah.
I am, because I really would like love to help people, and I'd really would like to do something different, and I really would like it to have purpose and meaning and not be superficial on any level.
Yeah.
So,
you're on the right track, though.
Yeah. Because I wanted to start do healings and maybe take psychology classes on top of that and help people on a psychological level and then also on an energetic level and combine the two.
There's a thing out there called spiritual psychology. You can look it up on the internet. They do teach classes on it. I think they have like a thing in Canada about it too. I don't know if you can do distance learning, but they have it's called spiritual psychology.
Okay. I'll look it up. That'll be great. That's exactly what I was thinking. Because I was like, I could combine the two and stuff.
That's what I do.
I think that's where.
That's what I do in my work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. I'm a shaman, and I do coaching because that's what I've been doing with you. So, and that's what I do with everybody in my readings. I get all this information, and so I use it to help people to understand that it's not just about a job or it's not just about a relationship. It's about growing within yourself to do the right thing for yourself in every area of your life, not just in the one or two that you're asking about. So,
right,
you know, it's a form of that.
Okay. Yeah, I would love that. Yeah, exactly. And I would love to teach people that as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You'll be great at it. You've been a medicine woman in many lifetimes.
That's what I feel like, because I use crystals to help people. Like I used to be a preschool teacher, and I used to heal the kids with the crystals. I'd just tell them to hold this rock, you know, or I'd, like, make magic water for them and stuff.
I
want to
tell you,
get
on Blog Talk Radio on the webpage, Ken's webpage, Psychic Choice Radio, is my contact information for, like, Facebook. Contact me.
Okay.
I want to talk to you.
Okay.
I just want to connect
with
you. Okay.
You got it.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you
very much. You're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlotte.
You too.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, then that's about wraps it up then. And now that I know I can do it this way, we shouldn't have no problem.
So maybe in the future you could call me.
Yeah. Well,
instead of having me call in or whatever.
I've got to see how this works because I've never done this before, and I don't know. I mean, obviously, we pay for the use of various things, but whether it actually comes out of the monthly fee or something like that, I don't understand. All I know is that there's a telephone symbol in the studio, and I've never used it before, but that's the first time for everything, they say.
Yeah. I want to get on the calendar. Can you send me the calendar again, or tell me how to get on that calendar again, and I will.
Yeah.
I'll do my thing for September.
I've actually posted the calendar up on the Facebook, but I will repost it again tonight.
Okay, cool.
When I finish.
Thank you.
And then you'll have the link direct to it then, yeah? And you can go and choose.
Yeah, because I want to do more than one day. I want to do a couple of days, but I want to do one day during the week and one day on the weekend.
Okay, fine. Wonderful. And, you know, because, I mean, it's looking pretty blank at the moment. I mean, because the month has only just started. We have Randy C. Bear joining me tomorrow evening. And Randy's wonderful. She was very excited about coming on the radio for the first time. And she was put in touch with me from another lady there. And she just took to it like a duck to water sort of thing. And I thought, well, why haven't you been doing this before? You know, but she's very gifted. But she's
awesome.
she was just kind of shy of it. She'd never really done anything with it before, but she's so there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you listening on that show, if you get a chance there, and Cheyenne, and you know, I'm going to say thank you very much once again for joining us this evening. And
you're welcome.
I've only got one little piece of music left, and I've got to find that now. Okay, I'll put you back on mute while we play out then. And thank you very much once again now for joining me. Right, okay, that's the wonderful Cheyenne there, Wisdom Keeper. And now that I know how to do that, we will try that again. That makes life easy, doesn't it? So when Skype fails, we know what to do. Okay, then. I need to put myself on mute, and we're going to play it with a bit of Tracy Chapman.
Sorry. at the right time.